Congress Party opposes the lifting of ban on LTTE and have asked for extradition of its leader V. Prabhakaran, wanted in the assassination of former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi. The main opposition Congress Party today opposed the demand for lifting ban on Sri Lankan Tamil guerrilla group Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, or the LTTE. The party in a statement has said that the LTTE is a violent terrorist organization and Prabhakaran the architect of its violent policies.
The government dare not lift the ban. There is no case for the lifting of ban. There is only one case, that is for extradition and trial of Prabhakaran. As far as mediation is concerned, the Norway is mediating. We would be very clear. As far as the peace process is concerned, we wish them all success.
Congress Party's views were supported by the general public as they read the news of Prabhakaran's press conference published in the newspapers.
हमारे प्रधानमंत्री ने जो मारा, सारी दुनिया जानती है, पूरा हिंदुस्तान जानता है, तो फिर ऐसे आदमी के तो प्रतिबंध हटाना बहुत ही गलत है।
नहीं, मेरे ख्याल से प्रतिबंध हटाना ठीक नहीं है। क्योंकि श्रीलंका के साथ में जो आतंकवादी घटनाएं चल रही हैं दुनिया भर की, कई वहाँ के राजनेता मारे गए हैं और आम पब्लिक इतनी परेशान है, वही समस्या हिंदुस्तान के तमिल में और भारत में हर जगह फैल सकती है प्रतिबंध हटाने से, क्योंकि वो इतने सक्षम बन गए हैं तमिल टाइगर्स जो है, वो कहीं भी कोई भी भयानक से भयानक घटना कर सकते हैं।
Velupillai Prabhakaran, the Tamil Tiger rebel chief, addressed his first news conference after 15 years ahead of peace talks with Sri Lanka next month to end more than 20 years of ethnic fighting in the island nation. The rebel leader said India was crucial to the peace process. Prabhakaran is wanted by India for the 1991 assassination of former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi, who brokered an abortive peace pact between Tamil rebels and Colombo in 1987. Poonam Dagar, ANI.